That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're well into October. How are you, everybody? Tonight is the second Sunday in October, which means that it's our call-in night. And the number to call in to ask one question, a focused question, please, is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. 6008. So we have a lot to talk about. This is going to be a wild week. Friday we have a solar eclipse in Libra, and on Thursday Pluto goes direct in Capricorn, and both of those energies will bring us some energy back, and I'm going to go through that a little bit by bit. But first I'll tell you about the October 14th new moon in Libra. It's going to bring you a lot of excitement and a lot of color. There's a healthy anticipation and a touch of excitement in the air. Finally, a feeling that you have turned a corner. A new vista, a new picture of your life has opened for you, and it's filled with fascinating new things to discover. So it's an anticipation week. We're going to have both a little bit of that and a little bit of trying to get caught up and finish breaking away from the past this week. But mostly it'll be partnership, future, and nice things. So we have a caller from Vancouver. Mary, is that what it is?
Yeah, hi, Elizabeth Joyce. How are you? Anne-Marie says my name.
Anne-Marie, okay. How are you tonight?
I'm good. So it's funny. This is the question I have tonight. And I actually did talk to you. I did call in a month ago. You told me that there'd be a reconciliation between me and a guy named Matt, whose birthday is August 25th. In the next year. But then I was like, oh, I need to ask another question. So I thought I'd call back with relation to that topic. And I was wondering, the question I had was, is he going to be the one to reach out to me, or do I have to reach out to him when we do reconcile?
The rule is you never reach out to anybody. What you do is go from your heart. You don't reach out to people. You speak from your heart. And you trust the universe. So if you get in contact with him, speak from your heart. And then wait for his response. So there's no... When you say reach out to me, that sounds a little bit about game playing. And I really want to stress, no game playing. Just come from the heart. Okay, let me take a look at the energy for you.
Okay.
Right now, he's not available. But there is strength in him, and there will be strength in the relationship. Now, that's all they're telling me right now, because no decisions have been made. But I feel very good about it. So stop thinking about it. Stop obsessing. Live your life. Just let it happen.
All right, I'm just going to trust, and I'm going to surrender, and I'm just going to let it happen. And
I don't know if you ever had to surrender, but I'd like to see you surrender. Just keep breathing deeply and say, I surrender.
Okay, I'm going to do that. All right, and so the answer to that is left unknown, and I'm happy about that. I'm content. I just didn't know what to... I guess I got to stop thinking about this.
Yeah, you got to stop paying it, respect. Allow is the word. Allow and accept. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. And we have another caller. Her name is Karina, and she's from Los Angeles. Hello, Karina.
Hi, Elizabeth.
How are you?
I'm good. You sound terrific, by the way.
Oh, I'm glad. It's been quite a week. What's your question?
Mine's a little bit different. Can you please give me a healing affirmation or meditation to break a generational cycle of betrayal towards me? It's really overwhelming.
All right, let's talk a little bit. First of all, I'm going to suggest that you work with me a couple of times with some spiritual counseling, Karina. Second of all, it's hard to break a generation cycle when it's karmic, when it comes from past lives as well. And in order for you to do that, what works the best is to try to understand both the present life and the past life. And that takes a little work with a good counselor. But otherwise, you can declare it. This relationship is healed as of now. N-O-W now. But you have to believe it. You just can't say it. You have to say it with an internal belief. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it's been with several different people over my life, so I just have to keep doing it over and over again.
Right. Here's the question. What inside of you is attracting that energy? And that's what has to be healed. What inside of you is attracting that energy? That's what has to be healed. Can you ask yourself that for a while, like for the next 2 weeks, and see if you can get an answer? Because you will get an answer.
Okay.
Okay?
It's also Pluto conjunct my sun. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Well, Pluto conjunct your sun means that you are living the second lifetime of the same energies, because you did not work through the first lifetime. So, of course, you're going to have a lot from the past. That's what Pluto conjunct the sun means. And it's very powerful. And you have to go back over the past. If I had your chart and gave you a full reading, I could really help you, but not in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay, so we're going to move into October, and I just was telling you what was happening with the eclipse, but what's bothering me with this eclipse is that we've got real trouble. And the real trouble is in Israel, because they are going to war, and it's not too good to think about. I don't know if you know Psalm 83, but if some of you want to read Psalm 83, I suggest you do. Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, I don't care about that. I don't read the Bible. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I'm talking about a history, and I am talking about a destiny. You always want to know about history and a destiny. The mainstream news is analyzing the realities on the ground, but also you need to know the prophetic perspective of what's happening. And you need to know in every country, in America, in China, in Russia, how do the events tie in with God's word about Israel and the end of times? Now, since we've been studying astrology, all of that has to do with predictions and the end of times. Plus, it has to do with what's happening in the sky. So, lastly, we know that God is in control and prayers can change things. So we have to lift up Israel in prayer, and we will be providing opportunity to help those in need as well. And this is serious because it's a step. So I suggest you read Psalm 83. Okay? Good. Now let's go on to the new moon in Leo, which is going to happen on Monday. I'm sorry, not the new moon. The moon in Leo is on Monday. And it's going to go into Virgo with deep connections from the past concerning relatives who have passed over. They've passed over on the surface, but the energy is still around you. So, Karina, we're in that energy now. So it's time for you to begin your healing, and everybody else too. You're finding, many are finding, that the past is coming up for review, or that events are happening, bringing the past into the present shortly for you. Around the time that the moon is changing from Leo to Virgo, it's a time to notice people that are surrounding you are emotionally unsettled. Many people are emotionally unsettled right now because of the energy. And that's a very uncomfortable feeling. But memories that make people emotionally unsettled will bring peace. And if sometimes people will feel a feeling of isolation as they're going through this, but the memories and the going over can bring peace and happy sentimental feelings of love. Mars in Libra joins the south node of the moon and moves into tension with Pluto. And that's going to be on Tuesday. It's exact on October 9th. Some now can unleash enormous power and accomplish great things. Venus enters the sign of Virgo on October 9th and will oppose Saturn. And you can now view the world soberly and do what needs to be done. So now you can look at your reality without any blocks or imaginings or daydreams. And you can view the world now soberly and do what needs to be done. And Libra's Sun will oppose Chiron in Aries on October 11th. And that indicates the need to resolve conflicts diplomatically, because Pluto is going to end its retrograde period. And all the conflicts that have been going on in your life in the past 3 years need to be resolved. And they will come up to be resolved. and that's good. Always do it peacefully and with love. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and tonight is call-in night. And here's the number to call, 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. On October 10th, the moon is in Leo. During this time, the moon conjoins Venus. And that brings us sweet memories of dealing with family and your heritage. And maybe remembering the times that you took vacations together, or the time you went to visit grandma, or some nice things when you were growing up. Since the moon is conjunct Venus, there is a need to express your love and affection. And you can tell those you love how much you love them. It's a dark moon because it's the moon before the eclipse, which means that this is a time for inner reflection and introspection. So it's a good time to look at your shadow and to look at the things that might feel a little heavy for you and mentally see them resolved, because that will help you and strengthen you. Pluto turns direct in Capricorn this week. As it turns direct, there's a deep feeling of change and transformation, like something in our life has really changed. We've either walked away from something, or we've decided to move, or we've decided about a relationship, and we can decide to either be closer or not to be. But there is a change. And sometimes we may feel that something heavy is about to occur. I know we're feeling that politically, that something heavy is about to occur. And that goes for the consciousness, it goes for countries, and it goes for personalities and private too. There's a deep sense of self-awareness, and it gives a sense of purpose and meaning to our life. The moon is in very dark in Leo, which indicates the need for creative expression. This is a day of deep introspection along with some life review. So I'm hoping that you will take the time to do your life review, because that's what helps us to grow. Also on October 11th, Jupiter in Taurus is an aspect with Mercury in Libra. So on the 11th, around 9 in the morning, Eastern time, the moon will go into Virgo, out of Leo into Virgo, and it will eventually oppose Neptune, which causes the mind to be very imaginative, but be careful not to be deceived or delusional. Be cautious of your spending as well, because things may cost more than you expect, or you may have an expense that you weren't going to expect. And that can always be hard. I had that this week. My oven went out and I had to have it fixed. And that was a very unexpected, expensive expense. Mars enters Scorpio on the 12th, 13th. Either the 12th or the 13th, depending on where you are in the world, and reaches a trine to Saturn in Pisces a day later. The quality of time now takes on a sense of urgency, further enhanced by the Libra new moon with a solar eclipse on the 14th. There seems to be a lot of willpower and a lot of courage, and that's going to be needed. Because I know that we have to set our boundaries and we have to make new conditions and change our way of being a little bit. Countries have to do it, governments have to do it, and families have to do it. Because we're really being asked to grow. And we also have another eclipse at the end of the month. The Libra eclipse is a happy eclipse, but the Scorpio eclipse will be a challenge, and it always is. October 13th, the moon is in Virgo Libra, and it represents a time of grasping new ideas and concentration with the thinking process. It's a time to take our health seriously, and there can be many problems and concerns with diseases and the flu starting up again around the world. I guess everybody will be getting their flu shot this fall. So be aware of all that and always be aware of your body and what it is saying to you. You have to go with your health. I don't want you to be out straining. I don't want you to push yourself. I hear people say, well, I'm tired, but I'll be able to do it. Don't do it, because this time it's going to be like an elastic band, and you're going to snap back, and your body will remind you that you're stretching yourself. And you never want to let your body do that if you can help it. On Friday the 14th, there's a solar eclipse in Libra. Now, this eclipse is very intense. It sits in the sign of Libra, representing a security and a deep introspection into what has been evolving with the economy. So it's going to be a lot about banking and money and where your personal money is. And you have to really take a look at it and get honest. The solar eclipse occurs with a new moon in a very intense energy that is ruled by Mars. As Mars transits the South Node, a realization of a difficult economy is in full swing. Everyone's got to watch their spending. And the moon enters Libra at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. So that's going on. And I know that I'm talking a lot about money and people get uncomfortable. But remember, Libra is ruled by Venus. Venus is ruled by Libra. And Venus represents our values, our money, and what's happening all around that. And there's an awful lot going on around the world. Watch the market and watch what different countries are doing with their currency, because we're going to start to have concerns about that now. Also, Uranus will quincunx the sun, and that means unexpected, sudden events that will happen in politics and possible attacks on and between political leaders. I said last week that I saw people in the Senate and Congress being attacked, and I think there's going to be more of that. As well as the people are starting to attack each other who are in office. And that really is shameful. We're supposed to stick to the things that need to be voted on, not other people. The moon is in Scorpio. The moon is conjunct both the South Node and Mars, indicating rash, emotional, immature, and angry reactions from people, and striking out about injustices. So people are going to be demonstrating about injustice, and there could be some more strikes. I know we've had a few, and I think there's going to be a few more. There's also much anger and emotion in the air that causes social unrest. So if you're on social media, will you do me a favor? Will you stop standing off with your ego and start getting a little compassionate and understanding instead of judgmental and hard? This world needs more love. It really, really does. So we all have to own up to that and start behaving as such. I have another call coming in, and then we're going to take a break. I have Susan from New York. Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm chatting away. I'm trying to be fine. I am fine. Do you have a question tonight?
Yes. I'm trying to decide whether I should retire next year, and I'm looking to possibly move out of state as well.
You're in New York?
Leave New York.
Yeah, are you in the city?
Nope, I'm on Long Island.
Oh, get off.
Yeah.
I told that to people in 1997. There's only one road out. I would move if I could. Do you know where you want to go?
Down south, North or South Carolina.
Okay. Well, do more investigating on that. And I think that you can do fine. You know, you're in Cancer, and we have Saturn trining you, and that brings good stuff when it comes to property and housing. So I think you'll be able to find a place that you really love. And I feel it's going to be in a community, and that will be very good for you because you'll be meeting other people.
Okay. Excellent.
Let me see what your energy is. Give me a minute here.
Okay.
Well, there's a man that's going to be helping you, either a man or the bank. You'll have a lot of discussions about. That's good. It's telling me for you to see a financial advisor and plan everything. And you'll have a lot of discussions with powerful people that can guide you in the right direction. That's your best.
Excellent.
I love that message. I really do.
That's fantastic.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out, Susan.
Thank you.
So this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going into the half hour. I want to remind you of the number because I'll take some more calls. I'm going to tell everybody what's coming in October. So the number to call is 888-627-6008. One more time, 888-627-6008. So we have a wonderful song called If We Only Have Love by Elizabeth Hepburn, and we have lots of messages, so I'll see you in a little bit.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question, not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well-researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our
thank you.
I'm just waiting a minute for that energy to calm down. She does a beautiful job with that song. That's Elizabeth Hepburn. And If We Only Have Love. And it always makes my heart skip a beat when I hear it. I love it. So I thought that tonight, since it's call-in night, and I really want you all to call in, we have some more time, 888-627-6008, that what I'm going to do is walk through the personal signs for October and kind of let you know what's around you energetically. So I'll do that. In the meantime, you think of your question and give me a call. We'll start with Aries. Aries for October. Personal and business connections are up for you and how you deal with them. The focus for October is on your business connections and getting ahead. Good news comes connected with your coworkers' productivity and your health at the mid-month eclipse. That's good. Remember, I told you you had to work on your health. It's good for kudos and applause from your boss. Old patterns and attitudes are reformed this month as well. Keep a tight fist on your wallet at month's end. With that second eclipse, you do want to be careful. Taurus, your social life picks up in October. Look forward to more sharing by creating tasty meals or dining with your favorite restaurant. And add a day trip or a weekend getaway to your calendar. Your personal performance and team effort brings in a cash bonus at work mid-month. Financial advice needs closer scrutiny at month's end. So we really are going to have some challenges in October. I explained it all last week. Gemini. In October, a romantic attraction could come the center of attention for your universal world for the next several months. So you could be meeting somebody new, Gemini. The solar eclipse helps dispel lingering anger related to overspending with family members. Successful mastery of a foreign language gives you a certificate for fluency. You want to withdraw some savings for a high-ticket item at month's end. Watch out for verbal fireworks from others. So there you go, Gemini. I know you love communication. Cancer. Home life is very upbeat in October for you, Cancers. Some day trips and long weekend getaways go on your calendar. Maybe you'll go and view the fall foliage. It's beautiful up here in New Hampshire. You have to run a good luck. You have a run of good luck and you are nominated for an award-winning event. Maintain control relationships and scheduled Zoom meetings with family and loved ones. You throw your hat in the ring for an upcoming promotion at work at month's end, and you'll probably get it too, so that's good. At least you're going to try. You, Leo, what's going on with you, Leo? October brings the temptation to spend. Uh-oh. Your comparison shop for planned purchases. Follow through with leads for a promotion or career transition. Go on job interviews to get that resume out. Show your appreciation for the good relationship you have with siblings and invite them out for a Sunday brunch. Steer clear of a cranky work partner at the Aries full moon. We don't need that. Virgo. Be sure to pause before making important decisions. I'm sorry. You receive flirtation and abundant attention in October. I was reading September. So you're going to flirt and have a bunch of abundant attention in October. Scholastic and sport achievements by your children have you beaming. and you treat them up to their favorite entertainment location. When Pluto turns direct on the 12th, you are relieved to let go of a burdensome relationship. Watch out for possible nasty exchanges and bail if necessary. Don't let yourself get mixed up ever with those Pluto energies of people attacking you. Just walk away and say no. Don't play that game. Libra. There's two eclipses in October that call attention to Venus matters. You're oozing sex appeal and you have many opportunities to meet new people. And you're very extra attractive this month, you Libras. You and your sweetie are making plans for a short, romantic, perfect getaway. At the second eclipse on the 29th, spend quality time with your family. After Mars moves into Scorpio, plan for some desired home improvements. You gather with family members to plan special moments during the holiday season, and you'll have a very good, fun-filled Halloween. I'd love to hear that, don't you? Let's go to Scorpio. The pace of your social life picks up steam in October as invitations pour in. Some meaningful relationships will influence your life this month, Scorp. Financial wizards lead the way. There's joy in your children's accomplishments, and that makes you proud as well. At the first eclipse, celebrate your raise with your friends. You launch a date for a highly productive project at work. Share your insights with your team. You're ready to let go of some heavy mental baggage at that second eclipse in Scorpio on the 29th. Let the tension and darkness go. Good things will continue if you do. Actually, on the 29th, the moon is in Scorpio. The moon is in Taurus and the sun is in Scorpio. I didn't mean to mislead you. It's always that way. Ooh. Sagittarius. October brings two eclipses. At the first eclipse, you may discover that a friend or a colleague means much, much more to you than you thought. Intimate relationship bonds are coming out now as you share your feelings and gratitude for the strength of your connection with this person. At the second eclipse, you are seen as the logical candidate for an important position that opens up at work. At month's end, you can find that you won't need to tap into your savings to pay the bills. Some extra money comes in, Sagittarius. Finally. That's good. Capricorn. Your career takes on new life at the first October eclipse in Libra on the 14th. Nods of approval for your work result in great support from higher-ups. You may receive a bonus from a boss who's been working with you remotely during some challenging time. Watch out for some unpleasant expenses at the second eclipse on the 29th. And I have warned everybody. You're going to have unexpected expenses, so don't plan on buying any big-ticket items in October. Let's go to Aquarius. Aquarius, in October you promote work products and accomplishments over Zoom broadcasts that link some of out-of-state employees. You need to guard your wallet and avoid overspending at the first October eclipse. Continue to send your retirement funds with cash from a recent raise so your retirement fund can grow and seed it as much as you can this month. Watch it grow. What keeps you up at night and where do you feel stuck? release these heavy issues at the second eclipse on the 29th and enjoy getting ready for Halloween. Aquarians sometimes can be a little remote, but I want you to get into the Halloween spirit because that's a lot of fun. It will help you get rid of all those worries that you seem to have. Last but not least is Pisces. October brings some invigorating outings with cousins and siblings. You are feeling anxious at the first eclipse. You and your partner plan a weekend up north to enjoy the fall foliage. You begin to expand your communication and writing skills way into 2024. Maybe you're going to write a book, Pisces, or a play, or a song. That would be wonderful. Get into your creativity. If you've been thinking about terminating a long-time club membership, you may decide to do that at the second eclipse. You are uninspired over some leadership changes. So you can change your club. You can change your voting habits, or you certainly can change your thinking on some group activities. That's it for October, and we are now getting ready for our meditation. So we are going to hear a song tonight that I love. It's by Nat King Cole, and it's about spreading love all over the world. Then we'll listen to Window, Moonlight on My Window by William Vitalis. We'll do the meditation and we'll go out with Richard, Ascension Attunement. So he's going to tune you up tonight and get you all ready for the eclipse that's coming this week, as well as Pluto turning direct. I'll be back next week with more astrology information and more predictions. Thank you for listening. And good night.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you see. All that it takes is a he and a she. Love was and love is and always will be all over the world.
Whether you're in Maine or California doesn't matter, I know. You can be in Tennessee or you can be in Old Mexico. It can happen summer, spring, or fall, or when the winter.
Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing. Oh.
take me high and far tonight, sweet moonlight. Right on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dream? Will you carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out.
Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.